With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. B-2 bombers deployed to Guam in a major show of force by President Trump. They're on their way right now. The deployment representing part of a broader repositioning of U.S. military assets. And President Trump back at the White House today. He's meeting now with top security and military officials. Former State Department employee Gabriel Noronha says there's little chance that President Trump would actually pursue a policy of regime change in Iran.
Yeah, when I worked for him in the first term, he was pretty opposed to regime change. In fact, he made that very clear to us that we were not to try to go in and achieve regime change in Iran.
And he agrees that Mr. Trump's longstanding position against seeking regime change in Iran.
I would love for this regime to leave this earth and go to the trash bin of history better than anyone else. However, there's a difference between me wanting something and me saying the U.S. government should actually pursue that thing and own the consequences of it.
Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil has been released from a federal immigration detention center in Louisiana. The Trump administration plans to appeal that decision. A federal judge rules for Harvard University and against the Trump team. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The federal judge granted a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration's efforts to keep Harvard from hosting international students. The White House has been at odds with the Ivy League school for months after it rejected a series of government demands meant to address complaints that it has become too liberal and has tolerated anti-Jewish harassment.
In the upper Midwest, there's a major system right now. Very warm weather and high humidities. Also, a tornado has claimed three lives in North Dakota. This is SRN News. No surprise here. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Homosexual activists pressuring the government of Guatemala to legalize same-sex marriage. Two Mexican women were married on the grounds of Mexico's embassy in Guatemala this month, sparking anger in a nation that does not recognize that practice. Mexican officials say the ceremony was intended to, quote, celebrate Gay Pride Month. This is SRN News. There is heightened security at The Hague ahead of a summit next week of top NATO leaders. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The massive military and police operation called Orange Shield has turned The Hague into a military fortress. The June 24-25 summit, scheduled to feature leaders of the 32-nation alliance, including President Donald Trump, comes as global geopolitical tensions soar and conflict escalates in the Middle East.
The Supreme Court is siding with e-cigarette companies in a ruling that'll make it easier to sue over FDA decisions blocking their products from the multi-billion-dollar vaping market. The opinion comes as companies push back against a federal regulatory crackdown on e-cigarettes. It is expected to give the companies more control over which judges hear lawsuits filed against the agency. More details at srnnews.com.